There's a pattern to the lectionary text, which I'm sure you've noticed. We have an Old Testament reading. It's something from the law and the prophets, and it always points to something that was going to be revealed in the gospel. And so we culminate the readings by lifting the word and hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But in between those two readings, we offer a psalm, usually a psalm of praise. Today, a beautiful psalm of repentance during this penitential season of Lent, a psalm that King David himself wrote, probably after he had caused someone to be murdered, most notably the husband of a woman that he had slept with. Beautiful psalm still. But we also hear an epistle. An epistle is a letter that's written. And we pray that prayer. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, because those letters that have been canonized into Holy Scripture are letters that the Holy Spirit has written to the church 2,000 years ago and still reverberate with us, the body of Christ, today. I have this morning some letters to share with you. They are written to me, therefore to you as part of the church. I'm not sure I would necessarily say let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, but perhaps let us hear what the world is saying to Good Shepherd Church. I share with you this first letter. It comes to us from Mr. John Etter, who is the secretary of the Committee on Ministry of the New Orleans Association. It's dated March the 14th. It's addressed to Reverend Randall M. Graff, Ph.D., pastor, Good Shepherd Church of Metairie. Dear Pastor Graff, the Committee on Ministries of the New Orleans Association of the South Central Conference of the United Church of Christ will meet on Monday, March the 19th, 2018, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at St. Paul's United Church of Christ to consider the attached complaint regarding your ministry. This meeting is set up in the NOACOM's fitness review of your ministry. The committee will be following the processes outlined in Section 8 of the Manual of Ministry of United Church of Christ. The New Orleans Association Committee on Ministry has been presented and will consider the complaint, your ordination paper, the script of your ordination service, the name change amendment filed by Good Shepherd Church with the Louisiana Secretary of State on December 20th, 2017, and the Good Shepherd newsletters dated December 2017, January 2018, and February 2018. Please let us know if you need copies of these documents. You may attend this meeting to present your perspective on the complaint, respond to the information documents presented to the NOACOM, present information pertinent to the concerns raised in the complaint, and/or make a statement. You may also have other persons participating in the meeting if they are identified to the NOACOM before the meeting. Yours very truly, John K. Etter, Secretary, Committee on Ministry. Attached to that is the complaint letter that is referenced, dated March the 11th, 2018, and composed by Ms. Deborah Joseph. Dear committee members, my name is Deborah Joseph. I'm the former moderator of the New Orleans Association, 2013 to 2017. I'm writing this complaint on Reverend Randy Graff, pastor of Good Shepherd Church of Metairie, prior to November 2017, Good Shepherd UCC. My complaint is in regard to his fitness as an authorized minister of the United Church of Christ. My requested actions of this committee is to terminate the ministerial standing of Reverend Randy Graff in the United Church of Christ. Some history on Reverend Graff. Reverend Graff served as an assistant pastor at Good Shepherd UCC. He became a licensed minister of the UCC and then pursued his ordination through an alternative path because he was a licensed psychiatrist working full-time at a university in New Orleans. Reverend Graff served on the Committee on Ministry for about 6+ years with a 6-month term serving as acting chair. Reverend Graff had his ecclesiastical review on April 2, 2016, and his ordination installation service was in August 2016. I was an ex officio member of the committee at the time, as Reverend Graff was a member. I've had many one-on-one conversations with him, attended church worship services and church events, In September 2017, Dr. Longbottom, South Central Conference conference minister, invited me to attend a worship service and a church council meeting at Good Shepherd. The council was in discussion about Good Shepherd UCC withdrawing from the UCC. The meeting with the church council was my first time hearing from Reverend Graff how he was not comfortable with the UCC and its work. Reverend Graff's ministerial standing as a concern is stated in the Manual of Ministry, Section 8, page 65, number 114. An ordained minister of the UCC serving a local church not affiliated with the UCC without ordained ministerial partner standing retains ministerial standing in the UCC so long as the association approves it. After review of Good Shepherd's newsletter, dated December 2017, and the documents from the Louisiana Secretary of State files indicating that the church changed its name from Good Shepherd UCC to Good Shepherd Church of Metairie in November 2017, a February 2018 church newsletter indicates that the church is seeking a denomination to become affiliated with, see attached documents. The information stated above is the reason I am filing a complaint against Reverend Randy Graff, requested that his ministerial standing in the United Church of Christ be terminated because he should not be allowed to present the United Church of Christ as an ordained minister. Thank you for listening. The committee remains in my prayers as they discuss this matter. My brothers and sisters, I've composed a response, and before sending it to them, I think it only appropriate I share it with you. Dated March 14th. Addressed to Mr. John K. Adder, Secretary, Committee on Ministries. Dear John, I am in receipt of your most recent communications concerning the fitness review of my ministry. Just for clarification purposes, allow me to offer some modifications for consideration of those two communications so that your records can more precisely present the appropriate data. In your letter, you make reference to a January 2018 newsletter from Good Shepherd Church. The Shepherd's Voice newsletter was not published that month. Also, your letter CCs Mrs. Sharon Wetzel as Council President of Good Shepherd Church. Mrs. Wetzel's term as President ended in 2017. The new Council President is Mr. Mel Oakwin. In Ms. Joseph's letter, she states, I was an assistant pastor at Good Shepherd. I was actually associate pastor from 2010 until 2014. She also states, I was a licensed psychiatrist. However, I'm licensed as a psychologist. My ordination was held June 26, 2016, not in August of 2016. Finally, the date of the worship service and council meeting that Ms. Joseph attended with Don Longbottom at Good Shepherd was October 1, 2017, not in September. Details aside, allow me to offer some personal remarks. I count it a blessing to have served in ministry with some really great folks in the New Orleans Association, including many of the fine folks on the current Committee on Ministry, including yourself, Reverend Greenhaw, Ms. Joseph, and others. I offer God prayers of thanksgiving for those experiences and the wonderful memories I have. In reference to Ms. Joseph's complaint, specifically as it relates to Manual on Ministry, Section 8, number 114, page 65, I can fully appreciate her concern. While I was initially a bit surprised to hear that her first realization of my discomfort with some UCC issues and elements did not come about until October 2017, after further thought and consideration, I think that speaks to the strength of the New Orleans Association's historical approach to majoring on the majors and not the minors. In other words, to find the common ground that unites rather than to attack over differences. Unfortunately, that strength of the NOA is clearly something that has not been able to endure the leadership of the current conference minister. It became abundantly clear to myself and my council at the October meeting with the conference minister that my theological perspective, a theology termed ECOT within the United Church of Christ, is simply not acceptable to him. Had it been, we would not be having this current discussion. Sidebar, the term ECOT, E-C-O-T, is an acronym that stands for Evangelical, Conservative, Orthodox, or Traditional. And I think it's important to point out that the or is there and not an and, meaning that a minister or a member of the UCC who feels more comfortable in the expression of the Christian faith in any one or more of those four descriptors can still have a connection to a denomination whose majority is otherwise progressive theologically. I refer the reader to the following UCC webpage for more information. The URL is stated. Given Good Shepherd's overwhelming vote to disaffiliate from United Church of Christ, there is no reason for me to continue to consider myself in any way affiliated with the denomination. As I stated earlier, I fully appreciate Ms. Joseph's concern as codified in her complaint letter. Therefore, if you choose to continue with the fitness review, I will gladly consider participating and assisting you in reaching the fait accompli conclusion that you should terminate my UCC ministerial standing. But honestly, what is it you hope to accomplish if I show up with a Bible in hand and show you verse upon verse of why I plead guilty as charged to what the conference minister calls rejection of UCC theology? Therefore, if you prefer, you may accept this letter as my request to unreservedly withdraw my ministerial standing from the New Orleans Association, the South Central Conference, and the United Church of Christ effective immediately. I wish nothing but the best to you and all of the New Orleans Association, and I assure you, you remain in my prayers. In Christ's service, the Reverend Dr. Randall M. Graff, pastor, Good Shepherd Church of Metairie, Louisiana. My brothers and sisters, today in our gospel account, it opens with the story of some folks saying, "We want to see Jesus." And I hope that that's the hunger you come to church with on Sunday morning and on Thursday evening. And that when you get ready to lay your head down at night and you say your prayers of thanksgiving for the day that has passed, that you're hungering to see Jesus. All too often, I think, as Christians, we get into this worldview of we're going to see Jesus one day when we die in this physical world. And that's true, we will. But you have an opportunity to see Jesus in every day of your life through the study of his word, through prayer, through communication, and through fellowship with fellow believers. You have the opportunity to see Jesus every time you come into this sanctuary and experience him through the word. You have an opportunity to experience Jesus and see him every time you come forward to this altar to receive his body and his blood. Unfortunately, we've had find ourselves in a position where we've had to turn our back on some folks who don't seem to really care about seeing Jesus. They care more about other things. They care more about political activism. They care more about creating a leadership structure that only endorses those things for which they believe that are quite inconsistent with 2,000 years of historic Christianity. I'll close by giving you just a few sentences from the December 2017 newsletter that apparently raised the attention of some on that committee, although I will state I'm very flattered that since we left the denomination, they continue to track us online and read our newsletters. I don't know what else to say to that. On November 12th, Good Shepherd, by an overwhelming vote of her congregation, chose to disaffiliate with the United Church of Christ. Truth be told, we didn't leave the UCC. The UCC left us a long time ago. When the UCC chose to rewrite the original statement of faith, they left Christianity. When the UCC chose to vote certain sins out of existence, they left Christianity. When the UCC began to allow their ordained ministers to baptize and bless in the non-Trinitarian but political correct formula of Creator, Christ, and Spirit One, rather than in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit as Jesus teaches us, they left Christianity. When the UCC began ordaining Unitarians instead of Trinitarians, they left Christianity. When the UCC chose to replace their motto, "That they may all be one," a prayer Jesus offers in John's gospel account, with a quote by Gracie Allen, they left Christianity. When the UCC chose to remove the cross of Christ from the denomination's emblem and replace it with an artsy comma to coincide with the Gracie Allen quote, they left Christianity. Christianity. Sadly, I could go on with more examples, but I won't. My brothers and sisters, my prayer again is that you hunger to see Jesus Christ in every step of your life. But more so than that, that you be bold and that you stand up for the gospel so that others may see Jesus Christ in you, because that's the call each and every one of us has in our lives as a Christian. Stand tall for the gospel, unwavering for God and his holy word, and to be a light to a world of darkness. And I pray that you receive that commission in the name of our blessed Trinity, the way Jesus taught it to us, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let all God's children say amen.
Amen.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, I invite you to rise. Let us profess our faith this morning in our blessed Trinity as it's given to us in the ancient Apostles' Creed. Would you join me?